Nolte, MTV's anti-Trump video music awards hit another record low. By John Nolte on August 28, 2019. Get this, y'all. After the Video Music Awards, VMAs, hit its third record low ratings in the same number of years, the far-left MTV is bragging about social media engagement. Yeah, nobody watched our joyless show with the obese lady sticking her big ass in everyone's face, but have you seen the Twitters? Naturally, the sycophants at The Hollywood Reporter are buying and selling that spin. The on-air numbers weren't down quite as sharply as in recent years, and MTV is touting big increases in social and online engagement. The Video Music Awards fell in the ratings again, but not as steeply as they had in the past couple of years or in comparison to some other recent awards shows. Hey, good news everyone. The ratings crash was not as bad as previous ratings crashes, and will you look at all those Twitters? This is the third year in a row the MTV Video Music Awards have scraped an all-new barrel bottom, bottomed out to an all-new bottom, plummeted to new depths. The third year in a row the awards have hit a record low in the ratings, but, hey, good news. This sucker was broadcast on, count 'em, 12 cable networks and could only draw 4.9 million total viewers. You could broadcast a 3-hour ShamWow infomercial on 12 cable networks and draw more viewers than that. And get this, those on-air numbers, that, weren't down quite as sharply as in recent years were down by double digits on the MTV channel, down a whopping 14%. And once again, just as we saw a couple of weeks ago at the Teen Choice Awards, which also hit an all-new record low, and although she has been sold as the biggest thing in pop music, the Taylor Swift bump turned into a pothole. But whose brilliant idea was it to allow Lizzo to take off her clothes? Hey, I'm a big believer in T&A, but other than fetishists, who wants to see a 350-pound woman in a one-piece bathing suit shake her booty? I'm sorry, I know we're not supposed to say this anymore. I know it's verboten in woke world to speak a truth. But Lizzo is gross, and watching the audience stand and applaud her disgusting display was the only entertaining part because you know they were all pretending to enjoy it. Pretending because they are required to pretend. Pretending because if they dare express their true feelings they will be blacklisted and culture cancelled. Just one glimpse of a guy in the audience wincing would have made the whole thing worth it. But if you believe obese women should keep their clothes on, if that is your own personal sexual preference, you are not allowed to express that particular sexual preference anymore. The woke era is killing these award shows, all of them, because they are no fun anymore, they're not sexy anymore. All you get is a scolding from these hideous Taylor Swifts telling you how to vote and think, telling you what you should believe. Growing up in the 80s, the VMAs were fantastic. The stars were cool and fun and naughty and spectacular to look at. Now they're all fuddy-duddy, pious, stick-in-the-muds, buzzkills, harpies. Who wants to watch that? Obviously no one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.